اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. Here again we are with you in another Quranic session. Brother Fawad Haider is here, Brother Hassan Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Ali Nasir, students of Xavier International School. So, we are here with you with another Quranic session. Welcome everyone. Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about Ayah 272 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 46, okay? Brothers and sisters, please, as you're listening to us, if you have your Quran, hold your Quran, turn to page 46. Ayah 272 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, we all will be listening to the recitation first.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Laysa alayka hudahum walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
All right, now I will be reciting. You will be repeating, all right?
Yes.
Our brothers and sisters also will repeat, will practice with us. Yes. Uh-huh. They will say, yeah, they are saying yes. We'll do so. Of course, they say. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء.
ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء.
وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ
وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ
وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ
وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ
وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ
وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
أحسنتم. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is not up to you to guide them. It means you're not forced to guide them. If you, like Allah Almighty says the Prophet, okay, you guide them. If they do not want this, okay, do not, for example, annoy yourself. Do not, for example, hurt yourself, okay, in order to guide them. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ. Instead, rather, it is Allah who guides whomever He wishes. Allah Almighty guides whoever deserves to be guided, okay? Whoever deserves guidance, Allah Almighty will guide them, all right? It depends on our situation, the way we are, okay? If we believe in Allah Almighty, if we deserve to be to receive guidance, of course, we'll be guided, okay? But if not, yes, that's clear. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. And whatever wealth you spend, or whatever charity you give, فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ, it is for your own benefit. Okay, it's for your own benefit. Allah doesn't need it, but you need it. You need it for the day of judgment. Because Allah Almighty has set a lot of thawab for someone who donates. And if the intention is for Allah Almighty. Next one. وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا بْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And you do not spend, it means don't donate, okay? Except for the sake of Allah Almighty. Do not spend but to seek Allah Almighty's pleasure. Okay? وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ. And whatever wealth, whatever charity you give, whatever wealth you spend, يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ, will be repaid to you. Okay? Will be repaid to you in full. Completely, you will get it back. Allah Almighty will give you in return the best things, better than whatever you spent, okay? وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And you will not be wronged. A lot of people might think, what if, even if I give this to charity, I will not get anything, okay? I will not get anything in return. We shouldn't think this way, yes? We all know that Allah Almighty will give you in return.
Yes?
If not in this world, for sure in the day of judgment. You give 10,000 toman, it's nothing for you. It's something very simple. Not too much. But whatever Allah Almighty wants to give you in return, that is too much.
Yes.
That can save you from the hellfire. Right?
Yes.
In the previous ayah, we said, وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. And it will compensate, it will wash out some of your bad deeds. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deeds, good actions, will wash out the bad actions. Okay? Charity has such kind of function.
Result.
Yeah? Result. Act. It gives you, yeah, such an impact, such a good impact it has. So, make sure, inshallah, whatever you give charity, for example, you should have the intention to seek the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And don't think that it will not be back. It will not be given to you back, okay? In return, Allah Almighty will give you a lot more.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني.
So, brothers and sisters, so many important points are here to mention, but since we don't have much time for the explanation, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, okay? And yeah, you will learn a lot about it. We'll move on with the Tajweed rules, important Tajweed rules we'll mention, inshallah. Please, if you are able to take notes, do so and practice. Ali Nasir, Hussein, Hassan, Fawad. Let's go to the Tajweed rules. ليس عليك هداهم. Make sure you produce an A sound correctly and also the A sound correctly. With heavy letters, A sound. With light letters, A sound. Heavy letters are like خا, را, صاد ضاد طا ظا غين and قاف. So whenever they have an alif with them, a fatha with an alif mat, so you have to produce an aw sound. خا را ضا صا طا ظا غا قا, right? But the rest of the letters produce an ah sound. ليس عليك هداهم. Don't say هداهم, right? ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. Don't say يهدي من يشاء, right? Some people recite it like a Persian reading. Don't do so, okay? It's different. So, هداهم ولكن الله. There is an exceptional rule with the letter را and the letter lam, yes? The letter lam in the word Allah and Allahumma, right? You listening, brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Good job. Brothers and sisters, I didn't say you. Brothers and sisters. Yes, they are listening, of course, okay? It's Quranic session now. The letter lam in the word Allah and Allahumma must be pronounced heavily with an a sound in case we have a fatha sound or a dhamma sound before the word, right? Walakinna, we have a fatha, Allah. So the lam in this word, the word Allah, will be pronounced with an a sound. Walakin, read it, say.
Walakinna Allah.
Ahsan, heavy sound with full mouth. So, يهدي من يشاء. من يشاء. The noon is gone. Why?
إدغام.
إدغام. Yeah, the rule إدغام is applied here. من يشاء. You merge. You join the meme to yeah. Actually, noon will be sacrificed. Kind of. Yeah. It's merged. من يشاء. And also the nasal sound. Don't forget it, Hussein. All right. Ali Nasir, read it. مَنْ يَشَاءَ for two counts. Yeah, مَنْ for two counts. Go on.
Yes.
مَنْ يَشَاءَ
أحسنتم. مَنْ يَشَاءَ قِلَى tells you it's better to stop here. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا. We have mentioned it a lot in the previous ayahs, ayat, okay? وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا إِخْفَى مِنْ خَيْرٍ إِظْهَار. Clearly read the noon. مِنْ خَيْرٍ. And again, Rin, Tanween, plus Fa, we have mentioned it a lot.
Ikhfa.
Yeah, Ikhfa. Hide the sound. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Right? أَنفُسِكُمْ. Again, Ikhfa. وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ. Again, Ikhfa. إِلَّا أَبْتِغَى. إِلَّا أَبْتِغَى. Skip the A sound. إِلَّا.
Yes.
Yes, on ba you have to produce an echoing sound. Illa batigha wajhillah qalqala. And yes. So, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ إِدْغَام يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Again, وَأَنْتُمْ إِخْفَى. So, we mentioned the important tajweed rules. It's you who should practice, okay? Practice them well, inshallah, to recite a very nice recitation with tajweed rules. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we will be here again with you in the coming sessions. Stay with us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International School for cooperations. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir for being with us in this session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان.